This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. External Affairs Ministers issued an advisory urging Indian nationals to avoid all non-essential travel to Venezuela in view of recent developments. All Indians who are in Venezuela for any reason have been advised to exercise extreme caution, restrict their movements and remain in contact with the Embassy of India in Caracas. The embassy's email ID is conscaracas@mea.gov.in and the emergency phone number is +58 412 9584 288. U.S. President Donald Trump has asserted that an extraordinary military operation was carried out in Venezuela's capital, Caracas, under his direction. Speaking at a press conference at his Mar-a-Lago residence in Florida, President Trump claimed that American military power by air, land and sea was overwhelming. He said U.S. forces targeted what he described as a heavily fortified military facility in the heart of Caracas to bring Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro to justice. Trump said the United States is going to run Venezuela until what he described as a safe, proper and judicious transition of power takes place. U.S. Attorney General Pam Bondi has said that Venezuelan President and his wife First Lady Celia Flores have been indicted in the Southern District of New York. The pair have been charged with conspiracy to commit narco-terrorism and import cocaine and conspiracy to possess machine guns and destructive devices against the U.S. According to U.S. media reports, the booking process for the couple has already begun. Biometrics, fingerprints and mugshots would have to be taken before the information can be entered into the U.S. Customs and Border Protection System. The couple will also have had to undergo medical checks ahead of the transportation to the Drug Enforcement Agency's office in New York City, where they will be booked again. Maduro and his wife will then be put on trial, which could happen as soon as Monday. UN Secretary General has described the U.S. military action in Venezuela that led to the capture of President Nicolas Maduro as a dangerous president. In a statement, UN spokesperson Stefan Dujarric has said Secretary General Antonio Guterres is deeply alarmed and worried that the operation could have serious implications for the region. Mr. Guterres added that he is deeply concerned that the rules of international law have not been respected. He emphasized the importance of full respect for international law, including the UN Charter, and expressed concern that these rules may not have been followed. The Secretary General has called for an inclusive dialogue in Venezuela, conducted in full respect of human rights and the rule of law. Meanwhile, Venezuelan opposition leader and Nobel Peace Prize laureate Maria Corina Machado said that the hour of freedom had arrived in Venezuela. In a post on X, Machado stated that Nicolas Maduro faces international justice for the heinous crimes committed against Venezuelans and citizens of many other nations. She added that given his refusal to accept a negotiated solution, the United States government has fulfilled its promise to enforce the law. Machado said the time has come for popular sovereignty and national sovereignty to rule in a country. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will virtually inaugurate the 72nd National Volleyball Tournament via video conferencing today. The tournament will be held from the 4th to the 11th of January at Dr. Sampurna Anand Sports Stadium in Varanasi. Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath will also attend the opening ceremony. About 73 men's and women's teams, comprising over 1,000 players from states and institutions across the country, are set to participate. It will be the first time Purvanchal hosts a national-level volleyball championship of this scale. In under-19 men's cricket, India defeated host South Africa by 25 runs under the DLS method in the opening youth ODI of the three-match series at Willamore Park in Benoni last evening. Put into bat first, India were bowled out for 300 runs in 50 overs with Harvansh Pangalia scoring 93 and RS Ambrish contributing 65. Chasing a target of 301, South Africa were 148 for 4 in 27.4 overs when rain and lightning interrupted play. The match could not resume and India were declared winners under the DLS method. And that is the end of this news bulletin.